When you get touched by the anointing, when you get touched by the Lord, you just got to just feel it. Amen. And God has blessed us. As everyone said this year, with just a wonderful word, the Spirit of God in place. Everyone's come up and said beautiful words that they've received and have been growing. It's about growth in the Lord. Scripture says we must grow in grace and in the knowledge of God. And sometimes the measuring of the growth, we must witness, and begin to open up what we've learned. Because that's what type of church we're in. We're in a Bible learning church, college, university, to learn the scriptures. We must know the scriptures. Amen? Know the truth, and the truth so what? Set you free. Set you free. I see because I'm happy. I see because I'm free. And the Lord has set us free. And if his eye is on the sparrow, if he can take care of even a sparrow, can he not take care of you? Can he not deliver you? Can he not set you free from the bondage of the enemy? And Christ has set us free from the bondage. He set us free. He broke us out of the yoke. He broke the bars asunder and set the captive free. He brought me up from a horrible, horrible pit. A horrible pit from the mire and the clay. But he set my feet upon the rock. He set my feet upon a rock. He set your feet upon a rock. Come on. He not only put you in a stable place, but he put a new song in your mouth. Not just any song. As you heard. A new song. You heard her singing, but it was a new song. We sing, we hear the eyes on the sparrow, but there is an anointing to that. Come on, he put a new song. You heard the ladies come up and begin to open up the scripture and begin to share how Daniel was learned by books. And Paul said, bring me the books in the parchments. But by my cloak, but most of all, bring me the parchments. Bring me the parchments. And then Sister Joyce said, lo, the scripture, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me, Christ. Amen. To do thy will, O God. That new song, that will of God is to put a new song in our hearts that we may rejoice and praise his holy name. That new song is the word of God. The word of God. It's not our, we're not talking about our old conversation anymore. But he delivered us, and he put a new song in our heart. He wrote his law in our inward part. Amen. And that new song, you see, makes you a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are made new. And that new song is the word of God. See, the song we've never known before. We didn't know this song. But Christ had to come in this and sing in the midst of the congregation. Amen. And teach us the word of God. And amen. And the priests, amen. We know our pastor keeps knowledge in his lips. Amen. And we seek knowledge, amen, from his lips. And Paul said, O ye Corinthians, our mouths are open unto you, that we may receive the new song. We may eat the bread of life. Man shall not live off of bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Amen. And we kiss him with the kisses. He kisses us with the kisses of his lips. Come on. Amen. It said, kiss the Son, lest he be angry with you. That new song, it's the word of God. Amen. In our mouths, that sweet word of God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And it becomes honey. Sweeter than the honeycomb. It becomes honey, but it goes down into your belly, bitter. Bitter. Amen. You got to take the bitter with the sweet. Because what is it's doing, it's changing you. It's transforming you into the image of God. It's creating a new creature inside of you, inside of your heart. Hallelujah. A new creature. But as we heard the words of the history, that was awesome. The history that we're learning. You see, that's part of that new song. is to know the Old Testament and the New Testament. We have to know the scriptures. The volume of the book from Genesis to Revelation, it is written of Christ. Amen. And when the more we eat the word, the more we learn, we begin to sing a new song. It's the song of the Moses and the song of the Lamb. It's the new song for those that follow the Lamb, whether ever so he goeth. Amen. And they learn that song as the disciples learn the song. Praise God. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. That song, it's an anointed song because it comes from the anointed one. Praise God. Christ the one. Praise God. In our hearts, the hope of glory. And we begin to sing of his goodness. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and all that he's done. And the word of God, we're learning of the history. What the history of world history is also showing the line of Christ. That history, what that stone that the builder rejected is doing. That stone that were crushed the image, as we learned, that image that was given to Nebuchadnezzar, the head of gold, the breast of silver, Medes and Persia, the loins of Greece, of brass, and the legs of iron and the feet iron mixed with clay. And we learn, and we're now beginning to understand that God ordains people, ordained a man of God, or excuse me, ordained, yes, man of God and woman of God to deliver his people. But in this, as sister was bringing out, and I love that, that he called a man named Cyrus. That was prophesied 150 years ago to deliver his people. Amen. And I want to go to that scripture in Isaiah 45 as I was just hearing and asking the Lord, are you leading us in this today? Praise God. In Isaiah 45, and it was beautiful. Our sister Rebecca came up and began to, God is shining light, begin to see and put those things together, those histories. Amen. But it pertains to you and I. Whatever is written aforetime, amen, is for our learning. Amen. It's for you and I. It's not just history. It's not just history books. But it gives us an understanding and a foundation how the ways of God, how God delivers the people of God. Come on. How God, yes, brings judgment. As sister said, judgment begins in the house of the Lord, and we must judge ourselves lest we be judged. Amen. And so the scripture begins to show us about Cyrus as Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah 45. Then let's just start at 44 verse 28, and it says, that said of us, Cyrus, he is my shepherd. How can he be a shepherd? How can Cyrus, the king of Persia, become a shepherd? What's God saying? And he said, Cyrus is going to be my shepherd because he's going to lead my flock out, deliverance, out of Babylon. It says, that said of Cyrus, he is my shepherd and shall perform all my pleasures. Come on, he shall perform all his pleasure. You mean a heathen? Performing all the pleasures of God? God can do anything. Come on. He makes vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. There's not anything too hard for God. So we cannot question God, why did he do this or why did he do that? We're not God. Who knows the mind of God? Come on, how searchable are his riches, his ways, past finding out. And it says that Cyrus, he is my shepherd and shall perform all my pleasures, even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt build. Now here's the key. Thou shalt be built, and to the temple the foundation shall be laid. So he called Cyrus to begin to rebuild, amen, the temple. But of course it was from the hands of Nehemiah, but it was out of the pocket of Cyrus and the delivering, amen, them out of Babylon. But he gave him a word. Thou shalt build and to the temple the foundation that be laid. And we learned that the temple was desolated. It was desecrated. It was destroyed by the Babylonians. But God had brought a called a man. He called a man named Cyrus. He said, he will be my shepherd and he will deliver the people of God and he will rebuild the city. Hallelujah. And it says, thus saith the Lord to his anointed. His anointed? How can Cyrus be anointed? His anointed. And we know in the scriptures there's only one who's the anointed, and that's Christ. So Cyrus is the only other one who is called anointed in the scriptures. But he said, Cyrus, said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him. And that was the world then. To subdue nations, which we all know that he subdued Babylon. He overturned Babylon, the Babylonians. He subdued nations. Amen. And it says, and I will loose the loins of the king. And we know that he loosed the loins of Belshazzar. He loosed his loins when he saw the writing of the wall. And if you can use your spiritual thinking, you understand what I'm talking about. You know, when you can't keep it all in and fear comes upon you. Amen. It says to open before the two-leaf gates. And we know the history of it. Amen. Those two-leaf gates that was left open at the time of the party. Come on, those two-leaf gates that they forgot. The only way in. Come on. The only way in. This was a fortress. This was a fortress. There was no other way in. And then the water went down and the armies of Persia, the Medes and Persia, were able to come in and destroy the city and be able to take over. But these two gates were left open. And we know the history of that. Right after Belshazzar saw the writing on the wall, meaning, meaning, tickle you Pharisee. Your kingdom is, the time is up. Your kingdom will be divided. This is your day. It's over. It's it. There's no coming back. And it says to open before the two-leaf gates, and the gate shall not be shut. Shall not be shut. That means once it's open, it will no longer be shut. Oh, this is awesome. And I will go before thee to make the crooked places straight. And I will break in pieces the gates of the bars and cut asunder, gates of brass and cut asunder the bars of iron. And we know those gates were made up of brass and iron. They were a fortress, something that was created that someone cannot penetrate in. But these gates were open and no more shut. Amen. Praise God. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness. So the treasures, there were treasures that Nebuchadnezzar took from the temple at the time of the desolation. And there were the treasures, of course, that he heaped up from the nations at the time when he was the conqueror of the known world. Amen. And it says the treasures of darkness, hidden riches in the secret places, that thou mightest know that I, the Lord, woo, come on, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. Come on. Hallelujah. God has prophesied 150 years ago to show the nation that I am the Lord, to show kings that I am the Lord, to show the people that were in bondage that I am the Lord. I am the God that will deliver thee. Hallelujah. And it says, for Jacob, my servant, sake, Israel, mine elect, I have, that means he has not forgotten his people. He has not forgotten Israel. He has not forgotten Judah. Come on. Praise God. And it says, for Jacob, my servant, sake, Israel, mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee. Thou hast not known me. I am the Lord. Come on. Though you don't know me, come on. I called you by name and I brought you out. Come on. Are you beginning to connect with this? Though you did not know him, he called you by name and he brought you out. Come on. He brought you to the kingdom for such a time as this. Come on. Though yet you were in sin, but God, come on, who was rich in mercy. Hallelujah. And therefore, for his great love, he has loved us and delivered us. And come on, and set us in heavenly places. And it says, and I am the Lord. I am the Lord. There is none. None else. There is no God beside thee. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. I have girded thee, though you have not known me. Come on. I've covered you. I've girded you up. Come on. And what is Christ doing for us today? He's equipped us. He's girded us up with his love. Hallelujah. He girded us up with cords of a man and bands of love. And he's drawn us with his loving kindness and tender mercy. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let me begin to go back and begin to break this down. So Christ has called Cyrus anointed and shepherd. Amen. But we know that there is a greater Cyrus that has come. Hallelujah. We know that there is a greater shepherd that has come. We know there's one that is the anointed one that has come. Hallelujah. And his name is who? Jesus. And this is what's just a foreshadow of what God is doing. Hallelujah. How he's bringing them out from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. And he's bringing out his people. But he's coming to deliver them. Hallelujah. And it says in verse 2, and I will go before them. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. Hallelujah. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and turn to Psalms 107. Praise God. Psalms 107. Let's just go to one verse and two, and then we'll go over to 15. It says, give thanks, O Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endure forever. Let the redeemed, come on, of the Lord say so. Why did God bring them out? Because those that were redeemed will begin to praise God. We'll begin to, my God, shout for what God has done for them. Let the redeemed of the Lord, are you redeemed today? Come on, I said, are you redeemed? Has God redeemed you? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So whom hath the redeemed from the hand of the enemy? And God redeemed Judah from the hand, Judah and Benjamin, the true southern tribes, from the hand of the enemy. Come on, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And God has redeemed us. And go to verse 15, and it says, oh, that man, come on. When you, my God, when God has brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light, oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works for the children of men. Hallelujah. For he has what? What did he do for you? How did he redeem you? Come on, how did he redeem you? It says, for he has broken the gates of brass. Hallelujah. He has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars asunder. Hallelujah. What did he do for Israel? What did he do for Judah? Come on. When he sent Cyrus, the shepherd, the anointed one, there was one sent for you and I. His name is Jesus. He is the great shepherd, the bishop of your soul. Hallelujah. He is the redeeming one. He broke the bars asunder. Hallelujah. Come on, my God. And he set you and I free. He delivered you, hallelujah, from the hand of the enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah. and turn your scripture to Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. Praise God. This is good. Isaiah 61. Praise God. Verse 1. And it says, the Spirit. How did he do it? Come on. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Come on. Before, it was by might and it was by power. Come on. That he delivered Judah. He delivered Benjamin. He delivered the southern tribe from the hand of Belshazzar. From the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar. Come on. But now he has done it by his Spirit. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He is the anointed one. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says, because the Lord God has anointed me to preach. How did he deliver you now? By the preaching of the gospel. Come on. He's the gospel message breaks open those prison doors, those gates. Hallelujah. It's the gospel message that begins to preach unto your soul. It says, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive. Come on. We were once captive. Hallelujah. We were once captive. We were all sick in sin. Hallelujah. Under the fallen man, we are captive by the hand of the enemy, under darkness, blinded by God's spiritual wickedness. But the Redeemer, hallelujah, my Redeemer liveth, has come and broken the bars asunder. Hallelujah. And set me free. He said he had bind up the brokenhearted to proclaim liberty to the captive, to open the prisoner doors to them that are bound. Hallelujah. Come on. We were bound. Hallelujah. Our minds were bound by spiritual wickedness. But God has come in. He shined light. Hallelujah. In the darkness, in your darkness. My God. Hold your finger there. And let's go to, I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 4. What did he do? Jesus, this is awesome. Now, hallelujah. Is it 1 Corinthians or my 2 Corinthians chapter 4? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. Let's go to verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Come on. It is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, which is the image of God, shine in them. You see, it's the glorious gospel now that is breaking the prisoners free. It's the glorious gospel. Come on. Praise God. It's the rock message. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Who's the foundation? My God. It's the glorious gospel. And it says, which is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ. Jesus the Lord. And ourselves your servants. For Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath now shined in our hearts to give you the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Your shepherd, my God, the anointed one. The face of Jesus Christ. And when we look into the face, he penetrates the darkness. He shines the light to bring you out. And though that sat in darkness saw a great light, and they begin to run out, open the blinds, the blinded eyes that can't see. open the deaf ears that hear and begin to preach the gospel message. Hallelujah. Preach the kingdom of God. And my God, bring them out of darkness into his marvelous light. For we have this treasure. Come on. Here are the treasures. Come on, the treasures that were in Babylon. The treasures that were in the temple. Come on. God has now put the treasures inside of you. My God has come to tabernacle with us. The treasure inside of you. We have this treasure. Come on. Wherein it says the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So you and I have the treasure. Christ has come. He delivered you from darkness. He set captive free. And he says, I'll give you the treasures of the secret places. Come on, even the hidden treasures. And now he bought those treasures through Christ. And those treasures, he now shined it in your hearts. The treasures he's given us. Wisdom, revelation. Come on, redemption. The treasures of God inside of you. That's Christ in you, the hope of glory. But he's opened up the gates. Hallelujah. He's broken the bars asunder. And I want to finish here at Psalms 119. This beautiful 118. Beautiful scripture that Sister Marina read. 118. And I'll just, for time's sake, on verse 19. Open to me the gates of righteousness. You see, the gates now have been opened. Amen. Those two lead gates have been opened. But you, on one side, it's your prison because, you see, we were in the enemy's camp. But when Christ has come to open up those gates, it became the righteousness. God has opened them up. And now they are the gates of righteousness for you. Because he made a way of escape. Hallelujah. It says, open to me the gates of righteousness. Jesus has opened up. He's the gate to enter into righteousness. Open the gates of righteousness and I will go in them. And I will praise the Lord. Come on. We enter into his gates with thanksgiving in our heart. And enter into his courts. With praise. Why? Because he set the captive free. He set you free. Come on. He set you free. He liberated you by the word of God and the gates of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. Come on. You have you entered in the gates? I will praise thee for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone. Come on. Which the builders refused became the headstone of the corner. Hallelujah. Come on. Those foundations now. He sent Cyrus the shepherd to go and build the foundation. Build the temple. Build the walls. And Jesus Christ. Come on. And we're built upon the apostles, prophets. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. That stone that the builders rejected. Rejected became your corner, became the chief cornerstone in your life because he placed you upon a rock. Hallelujah. And that same cornerstone, that same rock that was hewn out of the mountain, not with hands. Come on, crush the image. Hallelujah. Of that dream that Nebuchadnezzar had. Crushed and overturned every nation. And what was grown was a great mountain. And you and I are precious in the sight. You're part of that kingdom. Hallelujah. And his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Hallelujah. Woo! And it says that is the Lord's doing. This is the Lord's doing. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. This is the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. And it is marvelous. In our eyes. Hallelujah. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And it's not just today. It's not just tomorrow. Those are the days that the Lord has made. But the Lord has made the day of the Lord. Come on. the day of rest, you and I must enter into the rest. And there remaineth the rest for the people of God. It's called the Sabbath, the day of the Lord. Come on. And you and I have been liberated to enter in. Hallelujah. Beyond the veil. And my hope is anchored within the veil. Hallelujah. Woo! And it says, save now. Where am I? Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee. Send now prosperity. Oh, there's the treasure. Send your prosperity. Now that you've been broken free. Now that you've entered in. Come on, there's prosperity and not just the things of this. Come on. Get off the prosperity mind of the world. Come on, that will pass away. It's done. It's coming. It's not what God is talking about. It's the kingdom. It's the kingdom of God, the prosperity. It's your inheritance. Come on, it's the truth of wisdom and knowledge. Come on, that Christ has given us. That's the prosperity. Now, prosperity, blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of our Lord. God is the Lord. Come on. Your God is the Lord, which has showed us light. That light is Christ. Come on. That light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God. I will praise thee. Thou art my God. I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, get a load of praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. His mercy endures forever and ever. Hallelujah. Oh, we give him praise.